Hi, my name is Vicki McCullough, and I am the head of school here at Idaho Connects Online. And because I know lives are busy and time is always short, I thought I would just give you an opportunity to hear a little bit more about our school. And A, that allows you to listen at a time that works best for you, but B, also allows you to get the information that you need to help make your decision about whether or not ICON is a great fit for you. So let's start first with just a couple of basics about the school. ICON is a public school. ICON is an accredited school. And ICON is a free school. I mention those things because those are the top three things that people ask almost all the time when they are looking at our school. So public, accredited, and free. So if that keeps your interest still, let's talk a little bit about the process of getting into school, and then we'll talk a little bit about what happens once you're enrolled. So just like with a lot of things in life, there's a little bit of a paperwork process that comes with enrolling in school. We ask you for an enrollment form, and then we also need a copy of your birth certificate, proof of where you live, and a copy of your immunizations. Then we work with your former school to get a copy of your school records. We want to know all the things that you've done before so that we can place you appropriately for today. And unfortunately, that process can take a little bit of time. So for those of you who are thinking, it's only June, should I be thinking about school now? My response to you is yes, please think about it now, because that allows you to have time to complete the process and get things ready. So once we have all of those things, our student advising team takes a look at your records and your past work and comes up with recommendations to you as to where you should be placed in order to meet all the graduation requirements for Idaho. It's important to understand that there is a basic foundation requirement for graduation, but schools can add different requirements. So I always urge folks to think about that and remember that as they're making their school decisions. Here at ICON, we require the minimum amount of credits needed to graduate as defined by the state. So we take a look at all of that, and we have a call, conversation with you about where you are and where you need to go, and that's how we determine together what kind of placement you need to have for your school. We also provide a copy of that to you so that you have that knowledge that we've talked about in your own hands as we go forward in the year. Once we've done all that and school has begun, you get access to a virtual platform that allows you then to access the content that we've given you. Now, remember when I talked earlier about ICON is free? We are free. We will loan you a computer. The only thing we require is that you have access to internet in your home, or you have access to go get internet every day. And it's really hard in our environment to come to school if you don't have access to the internet. So think about that as you decide if this is the best place for you. So we've got you enrolled and you've been given access to your courses. Now what? So typically, you are probably used to going every day to a school. They tell you what time to come to school. They tell you what time to leave school. They tell you when you can go to the bathroom and what time you have to be in class. Here at ICON, we do not give you specific times of the day that you must school, but we do ask and require that you school every day and that you complete everything that you need to do. So if you want to get up in the morning at 6 a.m. and do math, you can do math at 6 a.m. Your teacher's not ready yet, and they probably won't be available to help you, but your classes are available 24/7. Your teachers have posted office hours of when they are available in case you need to school or you need help around a particular concept or time. So you get to choose the time in the day that is best for you to school, as long as you're coming to school every day and doing what you need to do. Now, we know there are going to be times when it's going to be a challenge to school. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you have a series of doctor's appointments that day. All we ask is that you notify us and let us know. And then we can mark you as excused and we can watch for you to school the next day. One of the main reasons that students are not successful in our model is because they don't tell us when there's an issue. So making sure that we know if you're not going to be in school, why not? That will really help you be successful in our program. The other reason that we find students having challenges in our school is that they don't reach out and ask for help. All of your teachers will introduce themselves to you, they will welcome you, and they will provide multiple ways that you can reach out to them and ask for help. And I encourage you to think about that and do that so that, again, you can get the kind of help and support that you need to be successful. So you get enrolled, you get access to your courses, and you begin to school. The other things that you need to think about in order to decide whether this is an appropriate model for you is that if you are a student that has special education needs or a 504 need, we honor all of those as a public school. You will be assigned someone in our special education department to work with you and help support you in your educational goals and objectives. We offer diplomas because we are a public school. And every year at the end of the school year, for those that are graduating, we hold a celebration and a graduation ceremony somewhere locally in the Boise area. So let's see. I think we've covered the basics. We've talked about who we are. We've talked about how to enroll and the process. And we've talked about what happens after you enroll, as well as the expectations. Now, I know there's probably 1,000 other questions that you might have, and so I want to make myself available to you if you have any questions. You can reach me at email at vickie.mcclouge@iconschool.org. You can also use that email to ask for an enrollment packet if you need one, and I'd be happy to send that information along. School starts in September, so we have a couple of months to get things together, and I am looking forward to hearing more from you and would love to be able to welcome you to ICON.